www.blogtalkradio.com.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now into the second hour. We're here every Sunday. You know, I got a documentary crew here. Seems like every other week we've got one here now. But I was just telling them there in the break, they were asking, what does it mean to have Rush Limbaugh attacking you, and Neil Bortz attacking you, and Michael Medved attacking you, and John Gibson on his radio show attacking you, and Sean Hannity, all in the same week? And that's what we know of. That's people in the office going, hey, look, here's another audio file. Hey, here's another email from a listener, because they grab these and send them to us. And I'm like, I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to see it. Right when History Channel is attacking. They were attacking me the week before it came out. Right when. And then meanwhile, I got guys that work for me over in England, Paul Watson, Steve Watson. They're attacking me on BBC, and they're attacking me on Channel 4, two different systems, the same days. I'm getting attacked everywhere. And it means we're effective, ladies and gentlemen. It means we've had an effect on these people. Because they can have some communist, liberal, anti-gun, anti-America, anti-sovereignty person out, bad-mouthing them all day, going, oh, those evil Republicans, oh, they're evil. Well, they know conservatives out in America see that and go, oh, Bush must be great. It's the same thing when Hillary Clinton gets into power, as she probably will, you know, the anointed one. It'll be the same thing. Suddenly all these liberals that can see the police state, they'll suddenly love it because it's their police state. It's like when Clinton attacked Serbia. They all loved it. I mean, they love it. Well, see, I'll be attacking Hillary when she's doing that. I'll be exposing her because I'm a constitutionalist. It isn't about what party they're with. And so the neocons can't stand it. We will talk about the North American Union. We have the documents. We will talk about the Security and Prosperity Partnership. We will talk about, I remember the Chronicle last year here in Austin, local paper, said that the editor's note said it was a lie that Centro was owned by the Spanish company. It was a Spanish company. I mean, that's like saying the sun didn't come up this morning. The level of lying, we're not lying to you. We're telling the truth. They're lying to you. Fake liberals like Lewis Black at the Chronicle is a liar, okay? He's an establishment hack, period. The establishment wants the roads handed over to foreign interest, and by God, he's going to tell you it's good. He'll tell you it isn't. I mean, he could sell snow to the Eskimos, folks. Okay, and that's a local level issue. Take it nationally. They're going to lie to you. And frankly, I like fighting them. I like standing up against them. You know, on one side, I hate their corruption. I hate their tyranny. I'm sick of them. But the other side of me, I'm like, you know what? I'm a little selfish, man. Sometimes I wish I never would have gotten involved in all this. Sometimes I wish I'd have gone and sold cars, or I wish I'd have gone and, you know, done fishing trips at the coast. Sometimes I wish I'd have gone and pumped gas out in the country and, you know, subsidized, you know, living on the farm. And because everybody knows you can't really run a farm nowadays and be a small farm. You got to work at the gas station or the lumber yard and come back and pull double duty at your farm. The point is I'd be happy literally shoveling horse manure. Okay? I don't like crowds of people. I don't like having to deal with people. I don't like having to do this. I found out there was a plan for a one-world government because they put out hundreds of books and documents and legislation and congressional record. I found out 15 years ago. I got on air almost 13 years ago. And then I was called a kook. I remember the New York Times saying I was a kook that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. I mean, just, you know, they lie to you. They lie to you and they lie to you. And I tell you, now it's in the Dallas Morning News, the Bilderberg Group exists. And now it's in the Houston Chronicle, the Bilderberg Group exists. And now it's in the New York Times, the Bilderberg Group exists. They just tell you it's a good secret meeting of the world's banking chiefs and royalty that dispatch, you know, and summon our governor up there, Rick Perry. I mean, all I know is they are taking our liberties and our freedoms. They are staging terror attacks. They are staging riots. They are trying to stage riots. They are putting mercury in your vaccines to brain damage you by design. And I found the documents from the 20s when they planned it. It's called eugenics. Eugenics, by the way, isn't what you've been told. That's only one part of it, about making the race better by culling people. And that's bad. No, no, no. It's actually dumbing and exterminating the mass of people so the elite can flourish and control what's left of us. It's so diabolical. And the elite's scared of me because of Endgame, folks. And I told people when I made Endgame that it's the film that may get me sent to the Hooskow. It's the film that may get a cap in my butt. But there's copies of it already distributed everywhere. They can't stop it from coming out. It will be put on YouTube. It will be put on Google if anything happens to me. And this film proves with their own documents and their own statements that they want a one-world government set up so they can kill 80% of us. Believe me, I'm not being attacked as the main devil by the History Channel and by Rush Limbaugh and the whole pack of New World Order people because of me exposing 9/11. Because they can't stop all the other 9/11 researchers. They're attacking me right now, coast to coast, all over the planet, because of Endgame, folks. They're afraid of this film. Do you read me? Do you understand that? Because if you take this film and you pay attention to it and you research it, you're going to find out the big secret, what you're not supposed to know. That's the only reason they haven't killed me, folks, is because they don't want to kill me and then have you pay attention to it. I don't want to have to get up here and talk about them killing me either. But let me tell you, I can feel it. You know what I mean? I can feel the eye looking right at me in the New World Order. And I'm sick and tired of it. I mean, I have to stand up and fight these people. I mean, let me tell you, folks, it'll freak you out. I don't just get up here on air and say that the major Chicago papers, the Chicago Tribune among them, reported last year that Halliburton and DynCorp run giant child kidnapping rings. I had the makers of Brothers Keeper and a bunch of other big documentaries on Metallica and, you know, just award-winning. I mean, they're as big as Michael Moore. They were here following me around for a week, and they're going to be back in New York when we're up there. This cruise and the other two. It's going to be quite a string. And during an interview, I said, you know, the Chicago Tribune and Halliburton DynCorp running child kidnapping rings. And the guy said, excuse me, I believe a lot of what you said. I'm pretty well informed, and, you know, but I don't buy that. I took him right over to Chicago Tribune, and he basically almost crapped himself. And I just started pulling off articles. Here, they kidnapped 1.2 million. I mean, these people... killers! You understand me? This isn't a game! They got cops out in the open trying to stage riots so they can start shotgunning with rubber bullets an innocent crowd of men, women, and children! They don't play games! You understand that? They're killing this country right now! They're ending the republic, they're ending the fiat currency, they're ending it all right now! Oh, God. And what is even the point of trying to cover a two-hour History Channel attack piece that is a lie from pillar to post? It is a lie from the very first word to the end. I mean, an abominational lie, layer after layer of lies. They did stuff like shoot me talking to 500 people when there was standing room only at UT, and then cut into a shot during intermission when there's 100 in the crowd and say that's who was there to watch me. I mean, they did stuff like blow the video up and blow the colors out so I look uglier than I usually do. That's just the aesthetic tricks they played. That's just at one level the lies that these people engage in. And it's Hearst Publishing that put out the Popular Mechanics piece about 9/11, which has been proven to be a lie from pillar to post. But the general public reads that, but doesn't know how many continents there are, who doesn't know what a sea is versus an ocean, who can't name 10 state capitals, who doesn't know the three branches of government, who don't know what the 6th or 7th or 4th Amendment is. Hell, they just hear it's been debunked, they believe it. And the killers get to roll on. Let me tell all the people that are involved in these productions and these hit pieces, because I've seen them. I know very well that you know you're lying. You have now become accessories after the fact, and I hope you realize that. This is serious business. Those 2,800 and something people that died were human beings. They had families. They had wives. They had children, and they're dead now because your bosses murdered them!
shaking your cradle, can't shake the dreams. The fire inside of your phonograph, battle with gas, and give you room to breathe through inadequate mass. Everybody in front, let me see you pumping your fist.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Today it is from Midas, August 24th, 2007. Gold, 660, 90-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $682.28, $336.65 for half, $168.33 for quarter, that's $682.28, $336.65, $168.33.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Oops. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio. Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
All right, let's blast into your calls right now. Rodney from Austin, Texas, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, thank you and welcome back.
Thank you.
I wanted to real briefly give you two stories I'd like to get your analysis on. I just read a story from the UPI talking about this soldier that was about to be convicted of murdering the Iraqi citizens, but sad to say, his witnesses who were servicemen, died last week in this helicopter crash over in Iraq.
Well, that could be an accident. That could be a coincidence, but I'll tell you what's not. The colonel the Army sent over to investigate the torture shot himself, and then the captain investigating some murders was killed. So, of course, they're fragging people left and right. And we know that the order came from on high. All the evidence, we know they lied. We know they did fragging. And the evidence all indicates from on high, and Wesley Clark has now said it, that Pat Tillman was ordered to be murdered.
Without a doubt. And finally, two real quick stories.
I mean, killing's the business. Business is good. This is what they do.
But this soldier that won't be convicted, you know they'll turn him into a police officer and put him out on the street.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have to look forward to as a civilian community. But nevertheless...
That's right. Notice that, folks. The government is now authorities, officials. We are civilians. Under the Emergency War Powers Act, we've been under martial law for a long time. Now they're just getting around to telling you.
Right. UPI is also today reporting that once again, heroin out of Afghanistan is
it just keeps breaking records. 1 year after the liberation of the drugs, it doubled, then it quadrupled, and now levels of opium then being turned into heroin, being having its molecules changed, is just flooding everywhere. Smack is raining from the sky. Your government loves you, though. Boy, let me tell you, they're fighting the drugs.
Once again, that proves that this war on the so-called terrorism is nothing but a hoax. But my final thing that I'd like to get your analysis on, last week, a day after the Montebello summit wrapped up, they ran a story in which they said, they mentioned some of the events, but what they did is they mentioned that there were 30 Fortune 500 businesses that attended, but they never mentioned the names of those Fortune 500.
Absolutely, Rodney. We got the SPP documents from last year via FOIA request and suits, because they did not have the first request. Judicial Watch did. Conservative group, folks, getting these. And my point is they were evil when they were attacking Clinton. Now they're going after Bush, so the conservatives get up on air and say they're bad. We were able to find out that it was basically being led by NORTHCOM, the new martial law command. And then under that was James Woolsey, the phony conservative trying to get rid of our borders. And then they had all the Fortune 500 there literally telling the government ministers what to do. They were like, this is how you do it. You hand that over, making deals. You give me this, I'll give you that. And it's just, it's for sale. We're like a third world country. That's what happens in Africa or Latin America. But the people have gotten mad in a lot of those countries, so now it's not as easy for the globalists, but they just do it here now. And they just fly in, land on the private jets, go in, have big meetings, pay off politicians, and they just hand the whole infrastructure over. It's the same third world deal. They're just doing it right now. Okay, let's get to another call here. Let's see who's been holding the longest here. Michael in Temple, you're on the air. Temple, Texas, I believe. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
What I wanted to ask you was, since you have all this information, is there any way that you can print these names out of these Skull and Bones people and give them to the public, their names and addresses?
Well, there have been several Skull and Bones lists that have gotten out over the years. Even Peter Jennings has covered it, and it's not completely secret who the members are, but they only have 15 members each year, and so there's only generally a few hundred of them that are living. But it four presidents, most your CIA directors, most the corporate Fortune 500 heads. I mean, there have been best-selling books written about Skull and Bones. I made a film, Order of Death, that is about Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones. And it's only one death cult chapter, but let me break down what happened. In 1832, the British came in with their opium money back to heroin. Of course, heroin wasn't invented until after the Civil War. My point is, heroin's a derivative of opium. The point is, opium was legal, and it was making more money in many areas of the U.S. than alcohol. But it was a monopoly of the British East India Company, which was consolidated with the Dutch East India at that time. And so they came in and set up a secret intelligence agency society. That's why when the OSS after World War II became the CIA, you heard like the entire leadership, and they even made a movie about it, The Good Shepherd, which is very accurate.
Right.
The entire leadership, and it shows them doing a satanic ritual in the movie, because they do that too. just to test the little Christian boys and, you know, see if they'll do this. Then they got to go out and murder people. It's really a mafia. You know, just like a local Vato gang's got to go out and bust a cap on some innocent person to become a made man in MS-13. Well, this is the real WASP mob, boys and girls. And they get down on their knees to Lucifer, and they beg Lucifer to enter their body. And whether you believe in it or not, this is what they do, and it's come out. And Robert De Niro just made a movie about it, you know, with Matt Damon. And so, I mean, this is the real deal, and this is what they do. And they bring the smack in, they bring the coke in, they run it all. Well, and that's just the way it is.
When are you going to get more pictures, names, and addresses out to the American people?
Well, listen, I do everything I can. And I'm frankly exhausted from making Endgame and everything else I do. You can find entire list in news publications of Skull and Bones members. Thousands of the names are known. And George Bush Sr., his father, Prescott Bush, the senator. Now, of course, the Walkers were Skull and Bones. I've interviewed Charlotte Isabey, whose dad was Skull and Bones. On his deathbed, dying of cancer, he repented and admitted it was satanic, folks, and said he was ashamed of the things he'd done. I mean, this is how do you get young men ready to go out and kill people? You know, daddy knows to not come to his 15-year-old and say, by the way, we're drug-dealing Satanists, and we run white slavery out of North Africa. I mean, this is 200 years ago they were doing this. Listen, don't tell mama. No, they just bring you and give you to your peers when you're a junior in college. And they take you in and they induct you and they say, we don't worship Jesus, boy. We worship Lucifer. And then they have older members of Skull and Bones come out dressed in the black robes with crowns on their heads, real crowns. And they come out and they're inducted into the Order of Death. Hitler was a member of the German branch of the society. And that's all, you know, on the Discovery Channel, on the History Channel. But they won't tell you about what's going on here in the United States. And it's just a test they do. But those lists are available and are there for you, sir. Do I have time to go to another call here, maybe? Let's go ahead and jam one more in. Let's go ahead and talk to Brandon. And he's calling from California. You're on the air, Brandon. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good. You're on the air. Hit me.
Yeah, I'm in the Navy here. I'm out in Lemoore, California, and I've been a long-time listener. I found out about what was going on about a year after I joined the Navy. And, yeah, I've seen the hit piece on you on the History Channel.
Stay there. I got a break. We're going to come right back to you, Brandon. Don't hang up. Quick break. Come back in the next segment. Get into the History Channel piece. Talk to Brandon and others. Stay with me.
You know that
terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listeners, cleaner a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to holyteaclub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to holyteaclub.com. That's HOLYTEACLUB.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to continue with your phone calls, but I want to spend some time eulogizing my friend, Aaron Russo, who died Friday morning in the early morning hours. Let's go ahead and blast through the rest of your calls. Going back to Brandon in California, he said he got in the Navy and then about a year and a half after found out about what's happening with the New World Order. He said he saw the History Channel hit piece against myself and others that they just air over and over again for the last week, airing again tonight. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I realized they didn't really have a lot of facts against the, it was mostly just a lot of, playing with your emotions, saying, you're crazy if you believe any of these ideas and stuff.
Well, they would also show a physicist saying it's an inside job and showing how there was demolition thermite, and then they would call him a novice. They cut to James Meigs, who is the editor of Popular Mechanics, before that edited a video rental magazine, and they cut to some guy who has no expert credentials, and they go, expert.
Yeah,
I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, it made me sick. I've been speaking out of the law. You know, I'm in the Navy. I'm on this station on this base against, and I've told a lot of people about it, and, I've got a few people to understand, but most of the people, try to say I'm crazy or something.
Well, that's good for them. Just let them take the mercury and the vaccines. Let them believe the dollar's still strong. Let them believe getting into debt's good. Tell them get some more credit cards. And tell them it's great that they don't know anything about our Constitution or Bill of Rights. Look, that's the general public. The general public literally knows absolutely nothing. Now, I have to tell you, though, that in the military, I find folks are awake. Maybe not in the Navy, because they haven't been actually there in Iraq and Afghanistan seeing the lies. But almost everybody I talk to who gets back, and they shows this in polls, we're talking 80% now, was just 70% a year ago were against the war, and they know it's a lie because they've been there, they've seen the propaganda. But you're going to find people who don't want to believe you or don't want to hear from you, you know, especially if you're young. It's also, a lot of it is your delivery. Because if you try to explain all this to people in a soundbite, it's not going to work, even if I try. I'm not that articulate, but you know what I mean. I'm more articulate than some on these issues. It's better to point them to Terror Storm. Say, hey, Google Terror Storm and watch the video and tell me what you think. It's really interesting. Give me your opinion, and they want to tell you their opinion. They want to feel important. Basic psychology. Basic sales technique, you know, knock, knock, I have this vacuum cleaner, will you let me, you know, cut a demonstration, will you show me what you think of it? I mean, I won't go knock on doors to sell vacuum cleaners to do that, but I will to bring terrorists to justice. And I will on an individual basis say, what's your opinion of this? I mean, do you believe this story? Or did you know there was a U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11, Operation Northwoods? Yeah, why don't you Google it? It's ABC News, Baltimore Sun, and it came out before 9/11. Why don't you check it out? Operation Northwoods, Google it. And sometimes I'll be at some demonstration in New York or somewhere else, and I'll have like 100 cops in front of me, and I'll just say, Operation Northwoods, Google it, you're going to Google it tonight. I guarantee you they're Googling it tonight. And they're going to find it. They're going to read how our government said we're going to hijack jets and bomb D.C. and commit terror attacks and blame it on foreign imaginary groups and launch World War III. Okay, it's real simple. Real simple. Let's go ahead here and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in New York. Mike, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I'm actually getting pretty mad now. Have you heard about this article that's out that billions in put options are being purchased, that the S&P 500 is going to drop by 922?
No, I have. Again, I'm embarrassed to say I've taken 4 or 5 days off. So I'm out of the loop. Was that in the mainstream news?
This is a super secret article that's being passed around that these options, I mean, I'll send you the link. I don't know where to send it to you.
Send it to Aaron, because he'll be in there bright and early tomorrow reading the email. Aaron with two A's at Infowars.com. But okay. Let me just say this. You have a lot of these speculators who want to drive something down. They will put the word out on the street because they've put the puts on there and they want that to happen. That type of stuff is really dangerous. I'll tell you this. I've never gotten text messages and emails. I've gotten a few, but I've never gotten them every few hours like I'm getting them now. There is just propaganda being flooded saying the market's going up, the market's going down. There's so much speculation going on right now.
I
just know this. Get out of the market.
Confirmed by a lot of people that, real quick, let me just give you, the S&P 500's at, I don't know, 1,200. But they have an option to buy at 7. So, and these are like $5 billion options for it to collapse and then for them to buy at 700.
Yeah, but I mean, who's circulating them? What's the name of the group?
No, but what I'm saying is, if it don't happen, the premium on their options, they're going to lose over $1 billion. So no one in their right mind is going to lose that much money if it don't happen.
No, listen, I hear you, sir, but I kept asking you, who's putting it out? If someone won't put their name on it, it is more than suspect. It's super suspect, okay? You see, this is the world of manipulation and rumors. When you start getting into somebody claims in a secret email this is going to happen, or somebody claims San Diego is going to be attacked, or somebody claims New Orleans is going to be attacked, or somebody claims San Francisco is going to be attacked on this date. That is really suspect when you see that. When you see that type of thing go on, that type of thing happen. And that's all I can really say on that issue, so I'm not going to spread that type of information here on this show. What I do know is there were put options against American and United Airlines at record levels. They had never been placed at this level. When the airlines were riding high and had good news coming up, these were dumb conventional put options betting the stock was going to go down. And they were placed for September 11th and 12th in the 4 days running up to it. Now, by the way, FBI agents went to jail for this, but these were billions in put options. They went and busted two local New York guys to try to claim that they had done it all. And then it was kept very quiet, but it was in one or two New York newspapers. It was in one Newswire and one newspaper, if memory serves. But the real put options went back to Buzzy Krongard, executive director of the Central Intelligence Agency. And that came out in major newspapers in Germany. major newspapers in Germany, major newspapers mentioned it here in the United States. So were there put options? Absolutely, right before 9/11. Absolutely. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and take a call from Cliff in Idaho. Cliff, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Good work that you're doing. I've got three real important things to tell you. I'm the one that got Joanne Wood from the Department of Transportation in Boise. She's our state representative. I got her on the Probing America, 1260 AM. Now, I've been conversing with her and sending her information, you know, on the SPP. Is there any way I can get this, the copy of them minutes that they had up there?
You say you have a computer?
Oh, yes.
Okay, let me answer your question, how to get the minutes from the Security and Prosperity Partnership. If you go to judicialwatch.org, you can click on their filings, and you can spend maybe 2 or 3 minutes there, and you will find the minutes from the SPP. They're also in Dr. Corsi's The Late Great USA, now New York Times bestseller, which we, by the way, have at Infowars.com for you if you'd like to order it there. And he has copies of some of the key documents in there. It just takes some... In fact, if you type in SPP Banff documents, SPP Banff documents, or SPP documents, SPP minutes, it's... In fact, let me just do it right now. Let me just illustrate this to everybody right here, right now, here on air. I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to find the actual URL for this for everybody. I probably get 5 emails a day saying, give me the documents, give me the documents. The documents are right there and available. We're going to talk to Eric when we get back. Maybe one or two others, and I want to talk about Aaron Russo in the closing minutes of this broadcast. Stay with us. The final segment is straight ahead. And I've got an interesting program note as well on the other side, so stay with us.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, neighbor. What you don't know can hurt you. What if your home value crashed below what you owe? Do you know that you can be made to pay off the entire balance to keep your home even if you're paid ahead? What if your crazy Uncle Fred, who drives you nuts screaming, "There's gonna be no food," was right? Do you know he already is? What if bankruptcy laws change student and non-collateral loans to permanent unforgivable debts? Do you know they already have? You either pay or go to prison. Good news, it's now safe for you to discover the problems you didn't know about. Fearless Radio, you are no longer a victim. This Sunday, an interview that you'll never forget. It's just after Alex on GCN at 6 p.m. Central Time. Be there. Who am I? Nobody. Just Steve Shank, someone who cares. Don't forget, 6 p.m. Central, Fearless Radio.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to holyteaclub.com. formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to holyteaclub.com. That's HOLYTEACLUB.com.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live52 is for you. Live52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order to Live52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Right.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment. It literally took me 15 seconds to find the Judicial Watch documents. Now, I knew we'd save them and put them on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com as well. But I wanted to give you the group that had actually done the work and filed the FOIA request, and we didn't get them, the lawsuits. I typed into Google, Judicial Watch. One word or two, it works either way. And the letters SPP together. Judicial Watch, space, SPP. Top link pops up. Judicial Watch releases details on Security and Prosperity Partnership. Now, you click on that. They got the official U.S. government maps on it, on the Napa superhighways that the fake neocons on air say don't exist. Again, they're there to neutralize you. Make sure you don't wake up and fight them. Make sure it's too late. Make sure the globalists get to take over. They get their talking points, get their marching orders, just like the liberals do. It's totally controlled. Roger Ailes, Fox News is behind Hillary. It's all staged. And you just go ahead and scroll down, and it just says the whole history. Judicial Watch files lawsuits, seeks access to Security and Prosperity Partnership advisory groups, meetings, and records. August 10th, Judicial Watch seeks access to North American Competitiveness Council meetings under federal open meetings law. All the filings right down to all the documents they've gotten. And, looks like they've gotten some new stuff here. So you can go read thousands of pages if you'd like. The key ones, though, are the BAMP Canada meetings. There's only a couple hundred of those. Go read them. Makes for interesting reading. Okay, there it is. Judicial Watch SPP. Then you can call Medved or Hannity or any of these traitors and go, hey, scumbag, I have the official certified U.S. government documents stamped Homeland Security on them saying that they're taking over the U.S. and don't let the people know. They actually say in here, keep it secret. Okay? Shut up, you fake neocons. I've had it with you, you traitors. Real fast, Eric, last caller. And I don't even know where Eric's calling from. He might as well be calling from the moon. You're on the air, Eric. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Alex. I'm calling from southbound I-35. I got two questions if you'll let me get them out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Number one, I want to ask these sequentially, so please don't interrupt me.
Okay, I'm letting you go. How do you like that? How do you like that? You're off. I got 10 minutes, I got a dead friend I want to talk about, and you little neocons that call in, and first it was snivel and tell me the rules, and you're the teacher, and you have all the answers, and you're going to tell me how the world works. No. I put you on air, we didn't screen your call like your neocon masters. Okay, and you had to be the boss first. No, so you're off the air. That's just the end of it, sir. We're not going to talk to you. You can call back next week earlier in the show if you want, when we have time, and I'll get you on air if you'd like then. Okay, but I'm not going to sit there still while you tell me to shut up for 10 hours. Okay? You can call into other shows and say SPP doesn't exist. You can call in and say there's no North American Union. You can call in other shows and say there's no Bilderberg and say I wear a tinfoil hat and giggle and snicker. Okay? All right. If you want to read a blow-by-blow breakdown of the lies of the History Channel, we've only covered some of them. It's taken about five articles, but some of them are very lengthy. But we document each lie, and then more pieces are coming out. History Channel hit piece, Dirty Tricks, Malicious Lies, and Journalistic Fraud. You can go read that. The Real Story Behind Brad Davis, NBC, Popular Mechanics, and the History Channel. Media horror stooges who engage in deliberate deception, manipulation, and chicanery to please their corporate bosses. That's one article. Another one. History Channel expert spins conspiracy yarn. Here's another one. History Channel fraudsters pass off joke website as representative of 9/11 truth. So those are just some of the articles you can go read there up on the site. All right. One more program note. I'm going to be showing Endgame, which will not be out on DVD until mid-October. This film, you know, is now being mastered. The DVD is being pressed and colored right now. It won't be out until October. You can see it at four limited engagements in Texas before then. The 4th, 5th, 6th, and then I come back from New York, the 17th, at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. You can go to InfoWars.com and link through and get tickets. Or you can watch it in New York on the 9th. And go to WeAreChange.org and find out details about that. I'm giving all the proceeds to the firemen and police through We Are Change and the Feel Good Foundation. So that's there. You can also see it in New York. I don't know the details, so just go find out. But again, if you want to see this film, the film that is the most powerful, most out of control, most unbelievable I've ever made, who runs the New World Order, who the globalists are, how they operate, their plan to exterminate 80% of the population, totally documented, literal nightmare, folks. It's freaking me out right now, okay? Just, I hate it. I hate what's happening. I can't stand it. I wish it wasn't reality, okay? Reality's bad, okay? The people that created Hitler are running things right now. They created the Bolsheviks. They don't play games, all right? They love killing people. All right, my good friend, I've interviewed him so many times over the years, going back when he ran for Libertarian for president, even back when he ran for governor of Nevada and came very close to winning. And so I feel like I knew him, but I never met him until... what was it, January of this year, and I talked to him on the phone. He said there's a good chance that he was going to die, but he was fighting cancer. He said almost 5 years into it then, and he'd had all these surgeries and the rest of it. A really tough guy, a normal person. I mean, Aaron Russo was an arm wrestling champion, and you know he brought some of the biggest rock bands in U.S. history, like Led Zeppelin, The Who, the U.S., The Doors, when they were unknown. The Electric Theater in Chicago. Then he made films with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd and other people, and Trading Places and The Rose of Bette Midler, and he managed her and a lot of others. And then he found out about the New World Order, and about 15 years ago started fighting them valiantly. And then he made America Freedom to Fascism, didn't tell anybody that he was 3 years into battling cancer when he started making it. I mean, this guy was on all sorts of therapy, surgeries. Could hardly get out of bed. He would make himself go into the interviews and fly all over the country. He made America Freedom to Fascism, a great documentary about the private Federal Reserve and the whole New World Order system and the North American Union. And Aaron died out in Los Angeles at the hospital. He died at about 4 in the morning of complications from his ongoing battle with cancer. And he almost died a few months ago and told me on the phone. And there were all these other people, you know, with the organizations, a few of the groups he set up, that I remember telling him, I was like, look, man, he's not long for this world. He hadn't told you that? And they were like, no, he hadn't told us that. And I was like, yeah, this is serious. I'm really surprised he lasted as long as he did. And we wrote a little eulogy. We actually wrote a little bit of it. We grabbed what We Are Change had put out and added it to our eulogy. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now if you want to read it. Patriot hero Aaron Russo passes away. We were saddened to hear that the passing of activist filmmaker, freedom fighter, and all-around maverick Aaron Russo today, who died after a long battle with cancer at the age of 64. Aaron will be remembered finally for all of his achievements, not least of which the excellent America from Freedom to Fascism, his final movie, which exposed the fraudulent basis of the IRS and the Federal Reserve. Aaron was a real patriot who loved his country and risked his whole career to stand for truth. He was an example to all of us. Aaron Russo was the Samuel Adams of our day. I really think that's accurate, and that's my line I put in there. A stalwart defender of liberty, his passing is greatly mourned, but his fiery spirit lives on in all of his great work and in his wife, his children, and his film, America Freedom to Fascism. Our deep condolences go out to Aaron's family and friends at this difficult time. And below is a video interview that I conducted with Aaron after we were finally able to meet for the first time of January of this year. Happy trails, my friend. And you know, Aaron has made the jump into hyperspace. I do believe that there is life after death, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe that Aaron is in a better place. He was just an amazing person, a lovely person, had a big heart. He was a fighter. And not many people can make a good film, much less make a film while you're fighting for your life against cancer. I mean, he almost died a few times while he was making America Freedom to Fascism, he told me. He didn't want anybody to know that on record. He didn't like to whine about his very serious illness. And I'm not going to get into, when I saw him in January, how bad off he was, folks, but he was, I mean, I saw death in his eyes then, as I saw in both my grandfathers right before they died. And, you know, he was fighting as hard as he could, just an amazing individual. He had cancer all throughout his chest and stomach and organs by the time he died. I don't know how many surgeries he had. He was having them on him month-to-month basis there at the end, because he tried a little bit of chemo after 5 years, and he tried a lot of other... Well, point is, Aaron was a really tough guy, and his spirit will go on. We will remember him. He will live forever in his fight against tyranny in our hearts and minds. We're going to keep Aaron Russo alive, and we're going to continue to take his great example of standing up and fighting for freedom and standing up for liberty and standing up against tyranny. We're going to always remember you, Aaron Russo. So, my friend, again, we salute you, and we know now that you are in Valhalla, so God bless you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Looking.